is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of October, 2013. The first comic strip in a newspaper appeared on this day in 1897. It was a character who came to be known as the Yellow Kid, a street urchin, Irish, big ears, buck-toothed, bald head, wearing a bright yellow nightshirt. It was published in the New York World of Joseph Pulitzer, and it became such a hit and such a merchandising jackpot that William Randolph Hearst stole it away, offered the cartoonist Richard Outcault an enormous amount of money. It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Josepha Hale, Newport, New Hampshire, 1788, who campaigned for a national holiday called Thanksgiving, wrote letters to one president after another, until finally, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln listened to her. She was also the author of the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb. 1938, on this date, the Fair Labor Standards Act went into effect, which established the 40-hour work week and a minimum wage, which at the time was 25 cents per hour. It's the birthday of Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, born in Delft in the Netherlands, 1632, who perfected the microscope. Though he was not a scientist, he was a haberdasher, but his hobby was grinding glass lenses. And with the microscope that he made, he became the first person to see bacteria and protozoa and to figure out how they reproduced, and also to see red blood cells. And it's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, New York City, 1904, author of many plays, including You Can't Take It With You, a play about the strange Sycamore family, with her home full of snakes and ballet dancing and Russian royalty and fireworks, still one of the most popular plays produced. And it's the birthday of the poet Denise Levertov, born in Ilford, England, 1923. Emigrated to America in the late 40s, Denise Levertov, who said, "In certain ways, writing is a form of prayer." Here's a poem for today by Denise Levertov, Come Into Animal Presence. Come into animal presence, no man is so guileless as the serpent. The lonely white rabbit on the roof is a star twitching its ears at the rain. The llama intricately folding its hind legs to be seated, not disdains but mildly disregards human approval. What joy when the insouciant armadillo glances at us and doesn't quicken his trotting across the track and into the palm brush. What is this joy that no animal falters but knows what it must do? That the snake has no blemish, that the rabbit inspects his strange surroundings in white star silence, the llama rests in dignity, the armadillo has some intentions to pursue in the palm forest. Those who were sacred have remained so. Holiness does not dissolve. It is a presence of bronze. Only the sight that saw it faltered and turned from it. An old joy returns in holy presence. A poem by Denise Levertov, Come Into Animal Presence, from her poems 1960 to 1967, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.